Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, 88.9 FM. And in the booth today, we have David, better known as Skip Wright. And he's the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Some people refer to it as the Bird Club. Right. So welcome, Skip.
Thank you very much. We're here for the first part of the summer, the end of the summer and the fall starting.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. So very exciting. The club is starting up again.
Yeah, and we're having our first meeting coming up on September 26th at 7 o'clock at Amity Baudouin Community Center. And we have a speaker coming in that's very close to me than what we're doing in our schools. It's called Live in School Projects. We initiated it anyway. Chris Adams is our speaker, along with Tina Jacklin, the principal of Cookshire Elementary. And Cookshire Elementary is very special to me. I mean, it's Cookshire, the school has just become the first public school in Quebec to join the Living Campus.
That's quite an honor, actually.
It really is. And, the movement integrates nature and community into this curriculum. Being connected to the natural world, incorporating nature into all aspects of learning process, helps to reduce stress and brings both mental and physical benefits to the students.
It does. I know. I've read that.
And I've seen it with my own eyes. It's quite something. And only wish we had it when we were in school.
It's true. Yeah.
And this is going to be a very interesting presentation, especially for parents and grandparents. Who want to know more about their important program to reduce stress for their children. By using nature and mentor to each and to teach and evaluating programs that contribute to well-being for all. And it really does. We get out there. Last June, I was privileged along with other members to the club to kickstart the school, the Living Schools and Sustainable Happiness Tours, the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, has supported Earth Values to organize, and I think it's the most important development to this date that we've done.
We've
been with them, we've supported them for 25 years.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Other initiatives that we've done in schools. And that day that I went out there was very interesting. We had people from Cape Breton, Newfoundland. And the school board was there.
Nice.
To kick this off, and we planted a tree. A bush, and the kids presented me with a huge card with all the names on it, thanking us for their support. It was very nice. It was, and they had to, that day they had to identify 100 species of. We all split up in the in the school classrooms and that, and 100 species, and the kids went up and did a presentation to us each on each project they did.
Oh, nice!
In French and English.
Oh wow!
Fantastic! Oh, it's
yeah.
A beautiful school. And. So it turned into, they turned the living, the backyard, the play area into a living campus. And they have, they go out there and they have one place under the trees with stumps where they sit down and they do the classroom right there.
Oh, that is so neat.
And it's been, I know, I can't get over how nice it will be. And it should be a great presentation and to tell us of these different initiatives. We've been supporting him into 9 different schools in the Eastern Townships for the 25 years and other initiatives. And he's really, really good. He's, but this is the best, for me, is the best one for sure. And I just met with Irvin, Don Irvin, the principal of the Lennox Elementary School. And they have a cabin that they have built. And that's for their live-in classroom too. So we're hoping on doing some projects with them. And then in October the 5th, we're going to Johnville Bog with the whole school from Cookshire. And we're going to be taking separate groups. And we'll be identifying different plant life and animal life. If anybody ever wanted a nice tour on a Sunday afternoon, they should go to the Johnville
Bog. It's beautiful there.
It really is. Yeah. So it should be fun. That's the way we're going to start off our exciting programs this year. So be nice.
Sounds really exciting. Definitely a great initiative. And what a wonderful opportunity for their children, too.
Unbelievable.
They love it. I'm sure it's going to change their whole life. And,
it's the way to go. Even the chair from the Eastern Township School Board was there with me, and he's hoping in all schools to get it. Apparently in Knowlton they started something similar.
Oh, nice.
Drummondville. Yeah, so it's coming along. It's outdoors, the way to go. We live in the eastern this beautiful eastern townships, and yeah, so
good. That sounds really exciting. Sounds a fantastic project.
Yeah, it really is. We'll keep you in touch how it goes, but and like I say, if you want to join our club, come on, more than welcome. And if you want to just listen to some great speakers that are coming up, the last Wednesday of the month, we'll be there.
Good, last Wednesday of the month. So that's a great pastime for the fall and the winter.
Yeah.
And is it $25 a person?
Person, yeah.
And even if you're not a member, you can come and enjoy.
You're more than welcome.
Good.
You come up there and have a cup of tea and a coffee, and it's all free. Donations, if you. But like $25 goes to these different programs that we support.
Oh, well worth it.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
But I really emphasize with grandparents, since now we're all, a lot of us are into this, and it's something they can do with their kids too.
Exactly.
And when they do these outdoor activities, the parents are more than welcome. You know, grandparents, you know, if they want to go.
It's a great family activity.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and it leads to so many things, you know. It's sports outside and bird watching.
Bird watching and how they integrate the nature with their curriculum. Like in math, I saw them doing a math project, but they did it with the nature.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's quite interesting. Well, it got me going. I put up a bee house where they can lay their eggs, the bees. I never knew it existed when I saw it there. I went and bought one, and it's quite interesting. I'm seeing if it's going to work. I put it beside my pond and see if because it's got to be with this mud, and the bees lay their eggs, and then they block it off with mud, and then it hatches in the. The next day.
Okay, that's fascinating.
In the spring, I'm sorry.
Yeah, fascinating. Mm-hmm. Any other news on the
club? Well, we've had our Eastern Township Bird Watch, you know, where we've been watching, and we got one report on Addo Street of an indigo bunting.
Oh, wow.
And this is a rare bird for this area, and they're very shy, too.
Okay.
And it lives in brushy rural areas, but not in urban areas or region of intense agriculture. And their diet is mostly insects and spiders, which is good, and also some seeds. They usually lay the 3 to 4 eggs. And one note on them is that there is probably far more common today than when the pilgrims landed here.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
It's a species that has increased. So that's when. And have you ever seen one?
No, but I've seen a few of them on Facebook. Yeah. Very pretty bird.
Yeah. I would love to see one.
Yeah. I would love to. Yes, look out and see that in my backyard.
Yeah. Very nice. And then in the Canton, the Hatley, where I live, I have all summer. I've been keeping 50 mallards.
Oh, wow.
In my pond.
Okay.
Never seen that many before. Unbelievable. And in the bunch, there was 2 black ducks.
Oh.
And they used to be quite common here. And then they interbred with the mallards, so they get a crossbreed on it.
Okay.
But these 2 stood right out. They were right there. But when I was a kid, I used to see them by the hundreds.
Really?
Oh,
I've
yeah.
never seen one. Okay.
Well, they're similar to a mallard, but a little bit more slender in the neck and chest area. But a beautiful color, black and white under the wings. So when they fly, you see the whites flashing, you know.
Okay.
Oh, I'll never forget a scene I saw in Lake Elmer. There must have been 1,000 of them in this, and they all rose in front of us there, and it's just something that, it's imprinted in my
book,
that's for sure, it's quite something.
Hmm.
And then Farnham area, our buddy John down there, he's out every day looking for birds, every day, and he said he's only saw 1 white egret this year, and this is quite rare, he used to see quite a few of them, so he doesn't know what's happened to them. And way less geese. And it's the same thing we're noticing around here, too. They haven't, the local geese haven't come out of the swamps yet. And maybe it's due to the heat.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, yeah. And, but we haven't, now the season starts to get going, and I'll get more people calling me in. And if anybody has any sightings they see, they can get us on the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club .org on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And they can write in, say, Maureen, I saw this and that, you know, and we'll report on it, and, you know, and we keep track of it.
Oh, nice.
So it's like a little bird survey.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Interactive. And we get. And then North Hatley, I just found this out, they've been seeing turtles in the marinas. At the marina, they didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw a huge one yesterday.
Okay.
A real big turtle. And I know they've been noticing them laying eggs. You can see where they lay eggs along the bike trail.
Okay.
So if you ever come across one, and if you have to pick it up, make sure you don't pick it up by the tail, because that could break the neck.
Mm.
And you pick them up on with a shell from the middle back, because if you go too far ahead, they can go around and snap your fingers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
You don't want that. But if you see one on a road or something like this, so if you have to, but the best way to do it is to, if you have a blanket in your car, is to urge them onto the blanket and then drag it off.
Okay.
But into the direction they were going, not the direction they came from. Because they're just going to go back across the road again. Because the swamp, on probably the feed or whatever is on the other side of the road.
Okay, that's good to know too. Yeah, something to think about, yeah.
But that's about it for the sightings and our bird club, yes. And we're excited for the new season starting up.
It is exciting and good. Well, it sounds like a great project to get involved in.
Yes, it is.
Good. Well, we thank you very much, Skip.
Well, thank you.